Well, I posted on Facebook earlier this week that you're in for a real treat this weekend. We have a special guest speaker with us, Bishop W.C. Martin, and I want to read to you his formal bio and then say a couple words about him. For nearly 30 years, Bishop W.C. Martin has served the community of Possum Trot, Texas, as pastor of Bennett Chapel Church. In 1997, he and his wife Donna adopted two children and began a miraculous adventure that has become one of the premier adoption stories in America. Bishop Martin and Donna have appeared on such programs as Oprah, Dateline NBC, and Good Morning America to tell this miraculous story. Martin's vision for the church in America is to encourage Christians toward caring for orphans so that no child will be left without a loving home. You can read all about it in his book, Small Town Big Miracle, How Love Came to the Least of These. Now, we're excited that Bishop Martin is here. We know we have a number of families in our church who have adopted or have fostered or have been a safe family. We know that there are some that feel like, I can't see how this message will have anything to do with me. But here's what I say when it comes to a message like this and a service like this. The issue is about saying yes to God. When God calls, our response is simply to say, yes, Lord. And I feel like the world would be a different place if more people would simply say, yes, Lord, when God calls, and then do it again and again and again. So I encourage you, don't check out too soon, because maybe God is going to call you to say yes to something today. With respect to this book that we'll talk about more afterwards, Bishop Martin told me a couple things about it. One, he said, we're running out of copies out there. The first service and the Saturday service bought so many that we're running low, so we may have to order some more and sell them again next weekend. But he also told me that there is a movie in the works where someone is making a movie about this story, and right now they're looking for the actors and actresses for the movie. So I was trying to see if I look like a young Bishop Martin, maybe, and could be my big break into acting. I don't see a close resemblance, but there's probably some young aspiring actor out there that's ready to step up on this journey for this movie. Hey, you're gonna watch a little video. This video was recorded several years ago about the story in Possum Trot, Texas. Some of you may have seen this before. And then after the video, I encourage you, when Bishop Martin comes up and begins to speak, would you give him a warm KCC welcome just as a way of letting him know that you appreciate him being in the house. And I will say, before we start the video, I want to give greetings to our Nagpur, India campus, and also to the young people watching at the Kent County Juvenile Detention Facility. Would you let them know that we love them and we're praying for them as well? And then check out this video and be prepared to welcome Bishop Martin.
Possum Trot, Texas. Town so tiny there are no stoplights or street names. A town so poor, the food bank has been closed for months. You might even think this town in the piney woods of East Texas has nothing left to give, but you would be wrong.
How many children have been adopted to the church?
76.
16 years ago at Bennett Chapel Baptist Church, this congregation was down on its luck. They decided to make a change. Instead of asking for help, they decided to give it.
Your failure don't have to be your destiny, because you can change it.
And for Bishop W.C. Martin and his wife Donna, that change was recognizing there were those far worse off, and in many cases, they were children.
It's not a whole lot that we have to offer children right here in Possum Trot, but love, peace, and joy, and happiness, we can offer them that.
So they passed on a challenge to their congregation, asking everyone who could to provide a loving home for children in need.
I would imagine the blessing has not been without struggle.
The challenge with the kids is not them really, really trusting the love that you have to give them unconditionally.
Many of these children are victims of neglect and abuse.
Yes, some of them was beaten and molested by family members. Just most horrible things.
Josh, how was your day?
The Martins have adopted four children themselves and are just one of 25 families in Possum Trot who have adopted foster children. Ricky and Dorothy Cartwright have expanded their family with five children who they clearly dote on.
Go ahead.
The love is evident, and so are the challenges. Ricky took 2 extra jobs so Dorothy could stay home with the kids, and some of the children still struggle with their past.
My other mom hated me. That's why she gave us away. And every day I think about that. Why did she give me away?
A change is coming. Change is
coming. For many of these children, the past will always be a part of them, but they prefer to look to the future. For the Lathan family, the future is a little more uncertain. Teresa Lathan and her husband, Glenn, have taken in 11 children over the years. But 2 years ago, Teresa fell sick with lupus.
It almost seems like it went from you taking care of all of these kids to now...
they taking care of me.
Her children echo the love they have for her.
Ain't no telling where we'd be if it wasn't for her.
So weak now, Teresa speaks in a whisper until she wants to make sure she is heard.
When you look back on it, do you have any regrets?
No, I don't.
Regret is not something you find a lot of in Possum Trot, but there are a lot of bills.
Our financial struggles, they're devastating. But you can't bring these kids into your home and not prepare them for their future.
But today, Walmart has a surprise for this community to help that future.
You guys excited? Yeah! You ready? Ready? Uh-huh. I want you to take a look down the street. We have a special delivery. We had to get a truck as big as the heart that you guys have.
First order of business was to supply enough food to reopen the food bank and donation center. And that was just the beginning.
How many kids, again, have been adopted to the church?
76.
25 families?
25 families. Yeah.
Let's bring in the carts.
Walmart supplied every family with a cart of fresh groceries and a $500 gift certificate.
But wait, there's more.
Now give me a cart here.
We wanted to make sure every child had a very Merry Christmas. So from the smallest to the tallest, there's a gift over there under the tree.
As the children opened their gifts, there was one more surprise for the couple that started it all.
Walmart was inspired by your story. So not only did we want to wish you a Merry Christmas, but we wanted to give you a happier and healthier year to come. So we're giving you $15,000 in Walmart gift cards.
Why the tears?
It's just amazing. It's just a blessing.
You've never been a man of few words.
This is like a prayer being answered, that we have prayed so hard for something, for God to do something.
There is a saying that the Lord may not come when you want him, but he always come on time.
God bless you. God bless you. Let the church say amen. Let the church say amen. God has spoken. Let the church say amen. Let the church say amen. Let the church say amen. God has spoken. Let the church say amen.
I got an amen witness right here. At the most devastating time in American history, and in this country, our families are being destroyed by evil forces. Families are being destroyed, and there are demonic strongholds that has been set up to destroy the families. Satan has infiltrated the lives of families And these demonic strongholds have left children without a home, without a mother, and without a father. Congress can't fix the problem. The government nor the president can fix this problem. But there is an institution that was instituted by God, that was ordained by God, that has the power that God has given, and that's the church. And I come to tell you, my brothers and sisters, the church is the only institution on this side of heaven that has been ordained by God to overcome every demonic stronghold that has been set up in this country. The people of God is somebody. And we have to understand now that where our place is so important to remain in position, because there are stuff that's coming that's gonna cause many of us to try to compromise who we are in the spirit. I am an adopted child. I had a mother and I had a father that loved me dearly, but I'm still an adopted child. And the reason how I got to be an adopted child, as the pastor said, I said yes to the will of God. The Bible teaches us that Jesus said, I came to seek and to save that which was lost. Jesus came that we may have life and have it more abundantly. So as saying yes to his will, God opened up his arms and received this little country boy and gave me a new determination and a new life. Can I get a witness in here? The beauty part of adoption, the beautiness of adoption, the sweetness of adoption is that God himself orchestrated and ordained adoption. A few years ago, when my wife's mother had passed, and she was standing in the backyard one day, and she said, Lord, if you do not take this burden off of me, let me die. I don't even want to live no more. And as I first stated that, in Possum Trot, on the other side of Coonville, we got small families. My wife got 17 brothers and sisters, and I got 9 brothers and 1 sister. So we just got small families. But in them small families, everybody seemed to gather at the family house with the smallest family. So we end up with people all at our house. And it was like one of those, what you call one of those community mothers, where everybody was somebody at the house. But she said, told my wife, the Lord said, you talk about the love that was given to you by your mother. Give that back. What are you talking about, Lord? Give that back. When we decided and got down on our knees and called in some universal help, God said, give it back to a child that has no mother, no father, and don't know what love is all about. My wife and I drove 120 miles round trip to take in Texas what they call pride classes, which helped us out some. But don't touch the problem, because there are some problems that they don't teach you in pride classes. I know they got something different up here, but so when we got Mercedes and Tyler, a little boy and a little girl, we carried them to the church, and some of the members, you know, were saying, what y'all do? We adopted. What do you mean you adopted? We don't know what you're talking about, because see, we always thought that we take care of our children. Many of us in here right now have been raised by a grandmother or auntie. So I began to wonder, what happened to all the grandmama Emmas and then Pookinails? They just disappeared off the scene. We don't have them no more. So I was raised by my grandmother. My mother died. My grandmother raised me. So we was raised by our grandparents, and I was wondering what had happened. But then I discovered something that was so devastating that it blew my mind. And that was, there's over 500,000 children in this state, in this United States, that need a home, that were locked in a system. Well, I began to search the word. Then I found out, Apostle Paul tell us in Ephesians, having first chapter, fifth verse, having predestinated us unto adoption of children by Jesus Christ himself, according to his good pleasure and his good will. Then I understood, Lord, you adopted me. So then I began to preach and let our congregation know where Jesus had been placed in our life. People began to say, well, we adopt, but we cannot drive no 120 miles. So I got the state to see what they come to our church. They said, if you can get my 8 families, we'll come to your church and do the class. We drove 12 weeks. They cut it down to 8 weeks because they didn't want to drive back in them bushes and be in there late at night, which I really can't blame them. You don't want to get caught that way far away from a highway with no street lights, nowhere. So they got out of them woods. They cut it down to 8 weeks, and they had to have a guide to get back to the main highway after they got back in them bushes. But God was doing something all the time, and we didn't understand. So when they said got the 8 family, I ended up with 16 families to go to work. We got those children. 10 started coming, 15, 20, 30. Even the school started complaining. What are you all doing down there? We're adopting children. Why? Because the Lord says so. I don't know why. I asked God about it. He told us to do it, and we're doing it. And I can't give no excuses for what God does. Y'all help me. You can't make come on here. I couldn't give nobody no excuse for what God was doing. We're doing it because why? God told us to do it. Y'all have lost your mind? No, I have lost my mind. I love the Lord, and I'm going to do what he said to. Whatever you do is fine with me, but I'm walking with Jesus, and I'm going to keep on walking with him because he ordained it, he told us to do it, and we got to stand on the principle that God told us to stand on. We adopted. We kept on adopting. The school kept on complaining. But they're bringing all these little bad children up in there to tear the school up. So one day I stood up to one teacher. I said, you talking about how bad these children are? Look at the one you bring in this world. That's what kind of shut everything down right then. I said, because I know I got something that's tough. I mean, the one I brought here is tough. So I cannot stereotype them and talk about how bad they are when the one that I brought here is tough too. So what we got, just two tough families. Y'all help me in here. We started adopting. 60 started coming, and then 70. And then we ended up with 77. We got 23 families. I got a small church, less than 200 members, and we adopted 77 children with 23 families. And I tell you all, and let me tell you something. You want to know, have we had some struggles? Yes, we have. The struggles have been devastating. But here's the problem of it here. We was determined to do what the Lord said do. And here's the problem. Many times we'll do something, but we try to figure out the outcome. I'm going somewhere with that one. We'll do something, but Pastor, we try to figure out the outcome. The outcome is not in my hands. I just do the work. I just walk the walk and talk the talk. And the outcome is his hand. So long as I'm trusting in him and believing in him and keep on doing what he said to, it's in his hand because he gonna make it out all right. How many of y'all know that God will not allow that devil to make him out of a lie? If God said it, it's got to come to pass. Y'all help me in here this morning. If God said it, it will happen. Just like he said, if God told you that you are a conqueror, you might as well get ready. You are a conqueror. If God said you're victorious, you are victorious. He said no weapon formed against you shall prosper. Why? Because you are a conqueror. Come on, somebody. Let's be real. God is doing a work right now. All of us can't adopt, but all of us can be a part of what's going on. You might just want to foster for a while, just to help out. You might want to be respite, help a family out. We all are a part of God's body, and we all are close knitted together to carry out the will and the plan of God. I encourage the families who have adopted. I encourage you, I pray for you. I think you have taken a mighty step. And that step that you've taken, see, God never tells us take all the steps. He said, if you just make one, I'll do the other for you. That's all he said. You just make the first step. Because see, what the state tried to do by telling us what we couldn't do, I showed them in God's word where I got the rights to do it. Come on. And see, I'm here to tell y'all today, ain't no pistol-packing demon or devil gonna tell Martin what he can't do long as I'm standing on the word of God. Cause see, I had to let one lady watch it now, because I call that demon out of you right here. Don't start nothing down here, because I got the power. The Bible said, greater is he that is in us than he that is in this world. So the devil don't even have the power to conquer you, but you got the power to conquer him. The devil ought to be afraid of you. Y'all help me. That word said it. It's right here. You can find it right here in the word. And I'm covered under the blood. And one thing the enemy don't like, for you to start talking about the blood of Jesus, because you are covered under that blood. You makes him mad when you start talking about in the name of Jesus and in the blood of Jesus. He don't like that, because that blood is a shield to cover you. Today at Bennett Chapel, we have over 16 children who have enrolled in college. Because somebody taking the time to show them that love, God so loved the world, and that did not X them out, that brought them in here to show them. And God demonstrated his love through you and I. He showed it to Jesus. Jesus taught us. What he said, no love greater than this. Then a man lay down his life for his friend. Y'all, this is real. And what God is doing right now, he's bringing all of us even closer together, that we got a work to do for him. What I'm saying to us today, that if we do it in Parson Pride, then you can do even a greater job right here. And I applaud you for what you're doing. In fact, give yourself a hand right now. Now, let me tell you, somebody in here right now, the Lord is convicting your heart right now. Somebody here, the Lord is convicting your heart right now. I feel it in the spirit that somebody, the Lord is convicting your heart and say, you can do this. And you're trying to rationalize in your mind, I can't do it. I don't have this and I don't have that. We didn't have nothing. We didn't have anything. Do y'all know what we done? We're taking a house and taking the window out of the house so the children can play dodgeball. We didn't have anything. They stand up in the window, and the other child throw the ball and try to hit them while they... So what we done, we made, as the old folks say, we made do with what we had. We done the best we could. And when you look around, and when you think about it in your mind, if they can do it in Possum Trap with nothing, we can do it with something. Help me, Holy Ghost. Y'all say Holy Spirit up here in Possum Trap. We say Holy Ghost. But it all do the same thing. It give you power to walk and talk on demons and devils. They do the same thing. So we all talking the same language. But I just want to encourage you all to let you all know that where we are today and what we're doing today, and I can bring either one of them little children in here right now, and I guarantee you they can literally preach you a sermon. Either one of them. Because why? And I got one little boy. That little fella know he have gave me the flat blues. That little boy called me to walk the floor that night and pray. But I tell you one thing, the Lord is humbling that little fella down. He called me the other day and said, "Daddy, I don't know what to do no more. I just can't succeed no kind of way. And look like everything you told me, Dad, I keep running into it. Everywhere I tried to go, I keep running into you. Look, Dad, I just need y'all to help me. What you told me about Jesus, I just got to humble myself down and accept him." Because why? He gonna come to realize sooner or later, man, you can't get around Jesus. You can't go over him. You can't go on him. You can't go around. You're going to have to come right at the door. And the thing that he began to understand now, that the same thing that I taught him, he began to experience every single word. And he told me one day, "Daddy, you told me all of this and I didn't do it. I wish now that I'd have listened to you. I wouldn't be in the shape that I'm in right now." Because see, whatever you put in them, the Bible said that the Holy Ghost will bring all things back to your remembrance. So what we've given him, and I don't mind telling anybody. You know, I had one, and the amazing thing about it, I had one that gave me, another one gave me, one of my girls gave me all the time. I adopted two boys and two girls, and one of them little girls flat gave me trouble. But what the state did, they gave us the worst children they had. If you search the record, you're going to find that somewhere online where they said, "We brought the worst we had to Possum Trot." I don't know what they thought. We were doing magic wands down there or what. We were taking little children like that and turning them into little angels. I don't know. But the Lord was with us in every step we take them. The Lord stood with us. He brought us, and God is still keeping us. So now we experiencing what the Lord is doing. And the Lord has allowed me to go and be a voice for the children. I want to say to this church, congratulations for what you're doing. But let me tell you something. Every time they say, "That's enough," I go back and say, "Well, Lord, I don't know." I was singing a song over there and said, "There's room at the cross. Although there's many have gone, and there's still many more, but there's still room for one more." So, Pastor, we were still coming. They were still coming, and we were still bringing them. And I thank God today. My intention was to put 100 children in that community, but the state shut us off. We didn't shut ourselves off. The state said, "Enough." I guess they got tired of complaints and all that kind of stuff. And I don't understand it, though. I don't understand that. There's some things I just don't understand. And I leave that up to God to work out for me, because when I don't know, I let the Lord work out. But let me tell you all one thing. The most beautiful thing that we ever could do is open up our door and give a child a home that we didn't have nothing to do with, didn't know anything about. And that's the same thing Jesus did for us. He opened up his heart and gave us a life that we never can deny. And right now, we got a new home, we got a new father, and we're going to heaven one day to be with him. Come on, somebody. I really thank God. Pastor, do you mind if I pray? Do you mind if I pray? Would you all just rest on your feet? And the Lord is just leading me to pray for the house right now. Just grab somebody by the hand. Grab somebody by the hand. Father God, there is none like you. You have all power. You can do anything but fail. We thank you this day for your grace, for your mercy, and for your loving kindness. We thank you, Lord God, for bringing us together on one accord. We lift up your name, Father, because we heard you in your word and said, if I be lifted up, I draw all men. We thank you today for this church. We thank you for the leadership of this church. And we pray, Lord God, that you will continue to bless them, continue to open doors, continue, Lord God, to pour yourself out in this place. We pray for every family that's represented here, and we pray choice blessing upon those, even those who have came and adopted a child, Lord. And I pray, Master, right now that although those children may be giving them a hard time, Lord, but I pray that you will give them the strength and the mind how to endure hardness as a good soldier in your army. I pray, Lord God, today, Master, that you will just demonstrate your power in a mighty, miraculous way. I ask you in the name of Jesus to open up every door, every channel, even those who have with anticipation, Lord, even those adoption that's been held up. Lord, I pray that doors will be opened and those children will come out. Lord, we come against every demonic spirit. We bind the hand of the enemy right now in the name of Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus, Lord. They have a heart for adoption. They want to bring the children out. And Lord, the enemy is doing all he can to fight against them. But Lord, in the name of Jesus, I decree and declare in this house right now, the doors will be open and nothing that the enemy will do again, Lord God, to be able to close them doors. Thank you for the families, Lord. Thank you for the children. Thank you for the pastor. Thank you for the leader. And just have your way in their life. Give us strength, power over every demonic force. We pray, Lord God, that you will continue to lead us and guide us by the power of your blood, by the power of your anointing. We thank you now, Lord, and we bless you. And Father, all that we fail to act, don't fail to give. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and thank God. Y'all just give God some glory in here.